and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, on this 12th day of May, 2012, for the next hour. You know that RBN brings you real news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium in what's still left of America, without a doubt. Besides all else, you've turned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still mighty voice. You're listening to Real Talk Radio, folks, with, by, and for real people. To join the conversation today, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Also, check out republicbroadcasting.org. Our supporters and our advertisers, all well worth your visit. And if you're from my neck of the woods, you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial. That's KHFX, Fort Worth, Dallas. That would be in the state of Texas. Then I'd especially like to hear from you. Please consider our pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. Pick up following these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes, titled, May It Be So, and Just an American. Last week, we discussed the 1921 Russian science fiction novel, We. And we learned that much of what we experience today was imagined, foreseen, even planned by others long before our time. Passing reference was made to H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, and to Kurt Vonnegut's very first novel called Player Piano. That was published in 1952. Today's program notes include a link to a 1932 film based on an H.G. Wells work called Island of Lost Souls. It was a film starring Charles Laughton and Bela Lugosi. And it was about an obsessed scientist who conducts profane experiments in evolution, eventually establishing himself as the self-styled demigod to a race of mutated, half-human abominations. Brave New World was published in 1952. Again, the very same year that Player Piano by Kurt Vonnegut was published. But I also made mention of scoundrels and traitors amongst us. And I asked, beyond the obvious, who might these people be? Recently, Michael Shaw of freedomadvocates.org said this: has America been conquered? And then I asked, are we not all communitarians now? Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know what you think. Has America been conquered? Are we all communitarians now? Even if we haven't quite wrapped our minds around what this word even means? I begin today's program notes. May it be so. With a quote from Leo Tolstoy. He said, history would be an excellent thing if only it were true. And I also include an Amazon link to the book that I mentioned, written in 2007. Entitled Security First, for a Muscular Moral Foreign Policy, by Professor Amitai Etzioni. And I copied and pasted a brief description of the book. And I have to ask, what is morality? Perhaps morality is not what we suppose, at least in a collective sense. So I'd really like to hear from you today, ladies and gentlemen. Has America been conquered? Are we all communitarians now? If you recall, I suggested that I think this may be true. We may have been socially engineered to actually be communitarians, whether we believe ourselves to be so or not. A very brief piece that I found by George Paxinos, written just a few days ago, is entitled Sleight of Hand of War and Invasion. And it begins, every good stage magician performing tricks of manual dexterity or sleight of hand can make his act seem more mysterious by also misdirecting the attention of his spectators at the critical moment when his trick goes through. A boxer feints with one hand and wallops with the other. Successful military men use deception and misdirection to fool the enemy that their forces are stronger, weaker, poorer equipped, or better equipped, or even somewhere else altogether than where they are really deployed, as the case might call for, catching the enemy off guard and winning a strategic or tactical advantage over them. Sometimes the best place to hide something is out in the open where everyone can see it, and then misdirecting attention from it using more discussable and spectacular controversial events, and saying those who see it are mentally ill. Take the case of chemtrails, those much disputed contrails in the sky that don't dissipate again, like water vapor from engine exhaust normally does, after a few seconds have elapsed, but spread out and collect water vapor around them and become a white out all across our skies almost every day now. All we really know about them is that one of their components, the element aluminum, is ultimately deadly to almost all life on Earth. That means it kills you. It also kills your wife, your kids, your parents, your family and friends. It also kills your pets. It will also kill all other animal and plant life on Earth. All life on Earth as we know it will die. We die. Our loved ones die. Our pets die. Our livestock dies. Our edible plants and all other plant life dies. All life in the seas dies. Ladies and gentlemen, all life as we know it dies. Right now, there are companies developing genetically modified aluminum-resistant strains of plants. But for whose benefit are they doing this? Not for ours. Maybe it's for the kind of life that will replace us. The many wars are a distraction. Sleight of hand. It is happening now. To you. See how you can hide an alien invasion right out in the open? The link to the film by H.G. Wells rather describes it all, doesn't it? We'll return in a moment.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravin provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Before the break, it's been suggested that America has been conquered and that we're all communitarians now. So let's revisit again what is a communitarian. A communitarian is simply a capitalist, a fascist, and a communist. My goodness, all rolled into one. Who would have thunk it? And I pose this question. Who are these scoundrels, these traitors? What forces of social and biological engineering are afoot, subjecting us to constant assault, to attack? Because clearly, we're not entirely subdued yet. Oh, but are we? Perhaps we should ask ourselves, what is the definition of a slave? Well, as I understand it, a slave is merely a human being who is unable to own property, and in fact, is the property of another. Could this be so? And if we have been socially engineered, and this social engineering has been happening for a very long time. Even before we were born. Could it be that, in fact, we were born into slavery? Oh, but you scoff. You say preposterous. Not long ago, I discussed schools of thought, particularly within academia. You know, those thought leaders, the smart guys. We discussed the schools of thought, the isms, if you will, of what has brought us to this point. You've heard me speak to authoritarianism and authoritarian constructs, to how we've been bamboozled by words. We were told in school that credentials and grades were very important, as was a career. And of course, this goes to careerism. And to credentialism. Well, are these good things or are they bad things? You may recall an outline of a list of other isms that have made us all communitarians. Call in, ladies and gentlemen. We'll pick up following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In past episodes, we've spoken to contract bondage, also to invisible contracts. What is a contract? In fact, what is a social contract? Must be asked. We've also made mention that language is possibly mankind's oldest technology. Have we been enslaved by this technology? I think perhaps we have. In fact, it seems more and more every day, at least to myself, that language is rather inadequate to even communicate with those around us. Have any of you noticed the same thing, I wonder? Now we know if one is enslaved that he or she has been encroached upon, probably robbed, certainly deceived, And now we're all bound by these contracts. In fact, we're bound by our very contact with each other, with the world and society at large. We're no longer independent of mind and spirit, even of activity. We've all been made codependent, dependent, interdependent. And my goodness, we love our toys. First and foremost of which is this technology called language. Now, we've also made mention of falsities, which have guided our collectivist path. Those falsities which seem to have a bulldog-like grip upon our collective necks, called our destinies. And so we ask ourselves, how do we break free? We know darn well the people who have conquered us only recognize one law. And that's the law of the jungle. Does anyone else see this? They care not about right or wrong, good or bad. Their only intent is to ensnare you, to deceive you, to rob you of your labor. In fact, of your entire life's substance, perhaps even of your soul. Just to revisit some of those schools of thought which have made all of us communitarians today. Remember, there are the Malthusians. These are folks that have convinced themselves that human beings are a global threat. And my goodness, we have got to get rid of some of these damn people. The school of thought called Malthusianism, named for Thomas Malthus. And you'll find a very good article written by James Corbett on today's program notes page about the very distinct possibility that not only was Thomas Malthus wrong, so are people like Paul Ehrlich and John Holdren. Because he speaks of something called population winter. I think it's a good read. Then, of course, there's those Darwinists. And we can see how a theory has been turned into rather a mantra. But I also suggested that we look into the so-called Marxist philosophy and or theory of history to see just where this may have emanated from, even before the time of Darwin himself. What about this idea of utilitarianism? And Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel's duty to die principle. Do you suppose that you have a duty to die? Well, it seems the leading lights of our generation rather think so. Especially you baby boomers out there. Don't you have a duty to die? Get out of the way? Of all those brainwashed, socially engineered people under the age of, say, 45? Shouldn't they take over? After all, maybe they rather resent baby boomers. Languishing around, drawing benefits from the state while they work and pay off these bloated student loans. What about this thing called science? What about fraudulent science? Don't you think that's rampant today? I think there's much fraud in science. I actually think most scientists are very heavily biased. Most of them, frankly, are bought and paid for. This thing called the scientific method is based on deductive reasoning. And or the consensus of learned opinion. Repeatable experiments, the same conclusions. But nowadays we learn that more and more science is really just about opinion. Emanates from inductive reasoning. As opposed to merely deductive reasoning. The logic behind it is often merely opinion. But opinion always moves towards an agenda. We also take a look at humanism, transhumanism. We discussed something called the science of morality. What is this thing? The science of morality. My own investigations point to this fact. It explicitly omits the very conception, even outside of theological circles, of the golden rule. This thing called humanism, or secular humanism, is at the very center of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's at the very center of what passes for law at the International Court of Justice at The Hague. It justifies many sins, many evils in our world. Because after all, this is only logical, according to the humanists. Many humanists turned off by the church or their synagogue, their temples, have embraced humanism in this science of morality is rather a good thing. In their minds, anything to do away with religion is a good thing. Remember, Karl Marx himself railed against Judaism. Didn't much care for it. His father had been a rabbi, so he rebelled. Transhumanism, as we've seen, is quite another matter. Here we are discussing the very real occurrence of man's marriage with machine. As far as our bodies are concerned, even our brains, well, my goodness, these are just interchangeable parts. Man can live forever. The alchemists of old have already determined that they could turn lead into gold. That's been demonstrated for millennia now. Because we have seen that lead indeed can be transformed into gold through wars, territorial conquests, conquests of human beings. Then we made mention of this word called progressive. You have to ask yourself, progressive according to who? I suggested looking at John Bunyan's book entitled Pilgrim's Progress. But this word progressivism or progress has been employed in many ways and forms throughout the ages, with the progressive movement, especially in America, grew some of the original ideas of the syndics. Remember, the syndics look like those people portrayed on the cigar box. They were capitalists. They were Protestants. They were Jews. They came over with William of Orange from Holland. And they hung Charles I. Took over the British Isles.
These things can only happen.
Let me know what you think, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sherry had a pawn shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Long came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand, the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown and tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Pontchartrain, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed. Turning round, it's broke down. Ain't no telling where love goes, baby, down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning round, it's broke down. The other side of town, two lovers lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed. Turning
around,
it's broke down.
Welcome back. That was Slade Cleaves from Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll agree with me that Slade is far more interesting to listen to than your humble host here. I want to apologize for revisiting some of these tired themes once again. But I think it's important that we all rediscover who we are as individuals. We cannot break free until we realize that we are actually not free. Bear in mind, we're spending our days wasting our lives chasing company script. All these things that we accumulate, whether in our minds or these physical possessions, in a communitarian world, we're only granted the illusion of ownership of these things. Until next week, stay tuned to RBN.
Gold.